Okay, look, Dick, look, I just wanted you to come back on that, please, if you will. More Europe is actually the solution. If there was a rescue plan in place earlier, Ireland wouldn't have had these problems.
You know, it beggars belief to listen to these people, you know, again deny. I mean, you've got Jean-Claude Juncker today saying that there are discussions about Ireland's tax policy, Mr. Verhofstadt denying it. Look, the fact is, and I'd like to send this message out very clearly, because as an Irishman, I am very, very confident in saying anybody in Brussels or Paris or Berlin that thinks that they are going to hold us over a barrel in this situation and force us to raise our corporate tax rates have got something else coming. We're not going to do it. We will not allow any political party in this country to do it. We understand that we need low corporate taxes in this country to be competitive and to have major exporters locate here. That is not on the table. And when all of the political parties in this country have been saying that, Mr. Verhofstadt needs to listen very carefully. It ain't going to happen. The fact is that more Europe, yes, it can be an answer, but what kind of Europe is more Europe? The model that they have right now isn't working. It's got to go through massive reform, and now is the time to start that reform. Stop delaying the inevitable day. The model is bankrupt.
Declan Gally, the Irish taxpayers aren't going to pay for it. You've made your point. Thank you very much. And to be fair to Mr. Verhofstadt, I don't think he was suggesting that you should put corporation tax up. But anyway, Declan Gally, live in Dublin. Thank you very much. Guy Verhofstadt, the former Belgian Prime Minister and the leader of the Liberal Group of the European Parliament. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this evening. Now, I'm John Hill. We'll